Our guest at the cafe this morning is Grammy Award-winning music producer and musician Brad Davis of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
It's been a while since we've talked.
Oh, I tell you what, the coffee still smells good.
Yeah, but you are a busy guy.
Well, you know, I'm real fortunate and blessed to have a lot of work, and I've got a record. We've just got a lot going on.
You really do. Let me ask you first about this, though. You got the Songwriter Showcase going again, which was very popular for a good while in Commerce, then kind of went away, but you're bringing it back.
Yeah, I passed the baton to Johnny C. Lately, great guy and a songwriter that you're familiar with, mm-hmm. and he took it for a while, and then I knew that my third record was going to be in progress of being in production, and so I left the Boxmasters and kind of stepped away from John Jorgensen's band a little bit to make room for that. So I thought, well, I'm in town working on the record. Why not just do the Writer's Night? The third Tuesday of every month is the day that worked best for Luigi's at Luigi's here on Highway 50.
And the next Songwriter Showcase is next Tuesday night, November 17th.
It's a great Writer's Night to give those writers that don't have any press a chance to play and be recorded on NPR here at 88.9. So I'm excited about that.
So Matt Menke is recording the proceedings, Matt,
right,
who hosts the Notably Texan show. Yeah,
it's great. It's a great platform for these writers, and I do a couple of tunes to make sure the sound doesn't sound awful, and then I say, okay, there you go.
Yeah, and you have to be a songwriter. You can't get up there and do Chuck Berry songs.
No, it's all original. Mm-hmm. All original. And, you know, and the thing is, most ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, the organization rights for writers, are all coming down on all the little venues all over the country if you're not doing original material. So we try to keep it original material so Luigi's doesn't fall into that bracket.
Uh-huh. You know. And you're having it outside.
Yeah, it's outside right now.
And that may have to change before much longer.
Well, and they've got the outside room, they've got the bar, and then they've got the back room. So we got mm-hmm. three sure. places. It's great.
Yeah,
food's great.
But as long, yeah, absolutely. But as long as it stays reasonably warm, then outside, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and we sign up at 7, and the show starts at 7:30, and we've had 8 riders every time. So it hasn't been over the top, it hasn't been too little. It's been great.
We're talking with Brad Davis, who is, of course, headquartered in Commerce, Grammy Award-winning music producer and musician. Now, you kind of let it slip there that you're working on a new album, and you also have a new tour that's about to start.
I'm working on a new album for Bluegrass Valley and Sony. They're together in partnership.
And this is your album. A lot of times when we say new album, you're working on somebody else's project, but this is yours.
Right. This is my personal album. That's my third record album with this particular record deal as an artist. And it's, you know, I love acoustic stuff. I love electric stuff too. But when I travel, it's easier to take an acoustic band or myself with just a guitar. Mm. Very simple. So we agreed to probably do a folk Americana, that kind of a, you know, kind of thing. A little bit of bluegrass thrown in there. So this next record, I'm really looking forward to it because we're going to be we have financial backing, and I can't talk about our supporter yet because we haven't finished all the paperwork yet. But it should, you know, they're going to put some money behind it. I don't know what that means nowadays, but nonetheless, they said they're going to put some money behind it. So I will be touring as a solo or with a band. The band's out of Nashville.
You're writing your own songs for this, or
I am, and I'm co-writing with Country Johnny Mathis's son, who is a great writer in Nashville.
Country Johnny Mathis.
Do you know the name I'm talking about?
I've heard that, Brad, but I just love to say that Country Johnny Mathis.
Right, and he actually wrote hits for George Jones and Johnny Paycheck, and the list goes on of the hits that he did. But that was his name because of Johnny Mathis.
Because of the famous Johnny Mathis, the singer.
So I'm writing with him primarily, and then I'm writing a little bit with Billy Bob. I've got a song that Billy Bob and I did that's
Billy
on
Bob
it.
Thornton.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, that's on it. And gonna have some special guests. Earl Scruggs is actually on this record. He's passed away, but some years ago I was asked to edit his one and only banjo book, and Columbia lost the 2-inch tapes. They lost them. So they were in a panic to get this turned into digital, and all they had was a cassette. So, you know, which is terrible medium to throw to digital because it's up and down and mm-hmm. it's not stable. So they asked me to do it, and I said, sure, I'd be happy to do it. I was playing in Earl's band at the time, and she said, what do you want payment for this, or what's your price? And I said, I want Earl to play on my record. So I played on 2 songs, and we used one years ago, and the other one has just been in the can. I've never even thought about it. So I pulled it out, and it's got Earl Scruggs on it. I got okay from the family to use it, and they're going to pitch it for a Grammy. So it's going to be exciting.
next year. Fantastic. So, the marvels of modern technology.
Can you believe Earl Scruggs is going to be on the record? That's just
incredible. How soon will this record be out, and when will the tour start?
Its record, I think, is going to be, they may release it Christmas Day.
Really?
Christmas Day, yeah.
And this will come out as a physical CD?
It'll come out as a physical product, and I think we're going to do guitar flash drives. You know how things are going.
Oh, yes.
Crazy. And then it'll be released to AirPlay Direct and the digital medium for sure.
Well, keeping up with Brad Davis, always a challenge.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Brad, we always love to have you come in. Thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thanks a lot, John Mark. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETU.